You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy!
Yeah. I think we're ready to play. Let's meet the players. Hi, Christine. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, what do you do?
I work in human resources.
HR.
She's an HR lady.
I'm a cool HR lady.
Oh, so you think. What makes you so cool? Do you have snacks in the office before you get fired or something?
Totally, yes.
Any chance, Christine, that you've watched that, what is it, on Apple TV, the morning show? That's the one with
Aniston and Carell.
Jennifer Aniston and Renee Witherspoon. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
There's a lot of HR in that show because all of the characters are all like sleeping with each other and everything. And so they constantly have to parade into HR.
Yeah. You know, real life stuff.
Yeah.
Right, totally. I'll have to check it out.
Check it out.
That's a good show.
Try Kenny. Is
let's
that
try,
it?
Let's try K-Bone here. Kenny.
Hello, Kenny.
Hey.
How's your phone? You good?
I'm great. How are you guys this morning?
Well, this is a disaster.
Yeah, the game has been a disaster so far. We haven't
so
even
far.
Got to the first question.
So far, this is horrible, Kenny.
Yeah.
All right, you ready, dude?
I guess we should get to know you quickly. What do you do for a living, Kenny?
I'm a UPS driver.
Nice.
Perfect.
Brown.
Perfect.
Kenny Brown. All right, man.
Kenny Brown. Are you ready to play? I mean, we're throwing you right into the fire.
I'm ready.
Christine, all say right, hi to Kenny.
Kenny. Here's your first question.
All right, let's do it.
Kenny, on what popular TV show would you find Whitney Carson, Jenna Johnson, and Lindsay Arnold? What show is that?
Hmm.
Take a guess.
90210.
Good guess. It's not right, but it's a good guess. Jeremy, do you know that one?
I don't.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that's
they are some of they are three of the professional dancers that are on every season.
Dancer.
Mm-hmm. I'm a dancer. I'm a dancer. Don't you know I'm a dancer? Over to Christine we go.
Christine, we are officially in No Shave November, which is a month devoted to men's health and men's cancer awareness, research, and support. Please name the three types of cancer that we are mainly focused on trying to prevent this month. Actually,
three.
You know what? No, give me two of the three. Two of the three.
Prostate and colon?
Correct.
That's
prostate, testicular, and colon.
Dang.
Bam, bam, bam. Three biggies. Good job.
Back to Kenny. Kenny, tell me this. What are you likely doing if you go to a place called Tony and Guy? What are you likely doing if you go to Tony and Guy?
Hair salon.
Yeah, you're getting hair done. That's exactly
Kenny
right.
Kenny knows hair.
He knows his hair.
I used to deliver to him.
I was just going to say, I bet you delivered or picked up packages from them.
I didn't even think about
that. Yeah, yeah, he knows.
That's funny. Who ordered all this conditioner? All right, back to Christine.
Christine, I hope this wasn't too easy here, but what is Von Miller's jersey number? Oh.
Take
oh, my
a guess.
Gosh.
Take a guess. Hurry.
11?
No. 58.
He's a 58.
I thought for sure you'd get that. He's all over the news today.
I know, me too. I know.
Dang.
Are you sad that he's been traded, or did you not know he's been traded?
No, I'm sad about it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to talk about it a little bit in trending. I think ultimately it's good for the team, though.
Change is good sometimes.
Well said, Christine. Thank you for saying that. Back to Kenny. Kenny, here's a chance for you to take the lead. What would you traditionally combine with flour to make a roux?
Oh, damn, I know this.
Take a guess.
No.
No.
It's actually generally butter or another oil or fat, but butter and flour you use to make a roux, which is French.
Oh, le roux on you.
Here's what it comes down to. Christine, if you get this, you win the game, you get the prize, and you put a point up for the ladies for November. If you miss it, we are going to sudden death overtime.
Ooh, this is intense. All right, Christine. What would I install a trolling motor on?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Take a guess.
I don't know. A tractor?
No, but that's so adorable.
That would be very funny.
No, it's on a little fishing boat. No, it's a little tiny fishing
like
boat.
Like a bass boat or
yeah,
something.
You go trolling around. Trolling for fish. Get it?
Oh, my gosh.
A tractor? I wish that was right.
I love that. I really like that. We go to sudden death overtime. First one to get one right wins. I think Kenny's getting an easy one here, but maybe not. Kenny, what would you most likely want to do with a pumice stone?
Sand your heels.
Yeah. I'll accept that. It's
absolutely
removed dead skin, and that makes him a
winner! Kenny sliding in for the win. Delivering a win, dare I say, Brown.
Oh, get it? UPS. Yeah. Christine, you're absolutely charming. You're the most charming HR lady we've talked to today.
You're so sweet.
Oh, thanks.
But you do have to take a little medicine. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Here it comes.
Boys rule.
Yep.
Yeah, today they do. Listen, if you will have a great day, we appreciate you being on the show.
Have a great day. Nice job, Kenny.
Thank you. Good playing with you.
Bye, Christine. Yay.
Well, Mr. Ken, you have got a point for the boys for the month of November. They're appreciative.
Finally. Every time I hear you guys, it's always the women getting the point.
Is that right? How does that happen?
Yeah.
Listen, stand by. Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. And thank you for coming through when we had some phone issues with TJ.
Yeah.
I think they were phone issues. Could it have been something else?
I don't know. It's top secret military stuff, man. So
we don't know.